You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Good morning. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your Monday to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Monday morning, I'm rushing to get this edited, to get this on the radio here today. And that's because I just preached this yesterday and I just got into the studio to trim today's program down for our 14 minutes of what we're going to hear from the Word of God today. That's going to come from reading someone else's mail. Once again, we're snooping and we're eavesdropping in on a letter the Lord Jesus Christ dictated to the Apostle John, to the pastor of the church at Thyatira. There's a long list of things they're doing right, and there's one thing that they're doing wrong. That's what we're going to get to. They were putting up with someone, some woman, some Bibles, my Bible calls it the pastor's wife, who called herself a prophetess, who was deceiving the people of God. That's what we're looking at here today. This will be probably Monday through Wednesday, or at least Monday through Wednesday, maybe even through Thursday. Then we'll be back again with the Matthew chapter 25. I believe we're up to Matthew chapter 25 in our other study going on here at WGOD Radio. Again, for more info on this ministry, WGODradio.com. On Facebook, it's the same thing, WGOD Radio. Okay, let's get into part one of this message now. The corrupt church. How dare you rejoice in the house of God? Make thine face dreary, O sister. Now today we're looking at something called the corrupt church. We're traveling to Thyatira today. Now Thyatira, 40 miles southeast. Okay, the mailman's going south now. Remember, he left the island of Patmos. Went to Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamos, now Thyatira, a much smaller city, situated in an area known for its abundant crops and the manufacture of purple dye. I believe Lydia was from Thyatira. The church was small. But the church was singled out for this penetrating letter of rebuke. I like that. Singled out. Remember, there's more than seven churches in Asia. There was a whole bunch of churches there. It wasn't just seven. But the Lord picked out this church for this rebuke. A rebuke because He loves them. And He doesn't want to see them destroy themselves. So let's go to Thyatira. Let's snoop and again read somebody else's mail. As we did 2 weeks ago, we'll modernize this a little at the end if we need to. See if we can find any current issues in the church today to have historians call us corrupt as they did this church. And what makes a church corrupt? Let's see what made this church corrupt. We're in Revelation chapter 2, starting in verse 18.
Now, unto the messenger of the church in Thyatira, write, these things, or thus says the Son of God, who has his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass, or chalcolimbano is the word. Very rare word. It's not brass. The word chalcolimbano was a combination of metals which, when shined and buffed, had this magnificent brilliance that shined from this metal. Finding a loss for words, they called it brass. Thus says the Son of God, whose eyes are like a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine chalcolimbano. So much for the doctors of theology on television that say Jesus never said he was God. Thus says the Son of God. Once again, he's following the pattern of all these letters. Starts with a description of himself taken from the first chapter. All of these are taken from the first chapter. Whatever it is that he starts with an attribute about himself. Thus says the Son of God. Who has eyes like a flame of fire, steely eyes, penetrating eyes that can see right through you. Hebrews 4:13, it says, neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. His feet, again, fine brass. A number of metals characterized by brilliance when polished. Now, Jesus, remember, he was unrecognizable after his resurrection. When John saw him, he fell at his feet like a dead man. Even on earth, they didn't recognize him after he was raised up from the dead. Okay, next up, the commendation. Verse 19, I know your works. Let me read it from the King James. I know thy works and charity and service and faith and hoopameno and works. Hey, he must have forgotten. He said works twice. Not. I know your works, love, service, faith, hoopameno, and works again. One translation says, I can see your constant improvement in all things. Notice the importance of works. James 2:14. What is a prophet, my brethren, though a man says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? Now he's anticipating a negative answer here. He set you up for you to say no, not yes. Now Martin Luther didn't like that. That's why he took the book of James and put it after Revelation in his Bible and called it an epistle of straw because Martin Luther hated James. Can faith save you alone? He wants you to say, no, it's got to have something with it. If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of food, and one of you says to him, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give them nothing, you give to them not those things needful for the body, what does it profit? Even so, faith, if it has not works, is dead. Your faith is dead. Your faith is dead. Your faith is dead. Being alone. Is your faith all alone on a desert island? If it is, fix it. Thank God you're alive. You're here today at church. You can fix these things. It's not too late for you. Faith by itself, if it has not works, is dead. Meaning it's worthless and good for nothing. Join to your faith works. If you've got a good grasp, but how short time is out here today? And how much is left to do? Yea, a man may say, you have faith, and I have works. Show me your faith apart from your works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. Okay, so this church is commended for their works twice even. They are commended for their love. Now remember, the church at Ephesus was castigated for their lack thereof. These guys are commended for it. They're commended for their service. Greek word, diakonos, where our word deacon comes from. Servant, someone who waits tables. Servant, waiter. They're also commended for what the King James calls patience. New American Standard calls it endurance. My whole sermon last week was based on it. Hupomeno, right? Count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing the testing of your faith produces oomph, hupomeno. James 1, 2, and 3. Romans 5, 3. Not only that, we glory in tribulation, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance. Notice the word produces in both of those texts. The attitude of fortitude Polycarp had in Antipas, the three Hebrews in the burning fiery furnace. It all came about through persevering under trials. This is where we left off last week. How do you walk into a bronze kettle? Through perseverance. How do you get it? Through abiding under the hand of God when your life gets difficult. And he deliberately makes your life difficult on purpose. Because he loves you. That's why James says, count it all joy when it happens to you. This is why the Son of God commended them for having it. Because without it, you'll never make it. If you don't have the God compound, and if you're unlucky, you'll never make it. If you're unlucky, if you're one of the lucky saps that dies with no tribulation, consider yourself blessed. You believe in Christ, you never have anything happen to you, and you die and leave this world, you're blessed. I call you lucky, because that's not the average. The average is someone knocking on the door saying, are there any Christians? Or the averages that are going to have to ask, actually do what Jesus said, and that is hate your life. Those who hate your life are going to lose it. That's the law of averages. That's everyone else in the church.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Take a look at the mountain, stretching a mile high. Take a look at the ocean, far as your eye can see. And think of me. Take a look at the desert. Do you feel like a grain of sand? I am with you.